Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
For my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you today. Are you their career? Now think about that. You know, Beth comes up with kind of the silliest questions. Are you their career? As the Democrat candidates attempt to start taking one another out of the running, it's getting nasty. And it's getting silly, really. It's just kind of crazy. Right now, it's pick on the old white guy. As Cory Booker, who never wanted for anything in his life, talk about a privileged upbringing, starts demanding an apology from Joe Biden once, well, more than once, Senator, and twice, Vice President of the United States, for saying you have to work with racists in order to get work done. Well, Congress isn't really about getting work done, are they? But what I noticed from Biden's reply, his non-apology, is, well, let me quote him, and you tell me what you hear. Apologize for what? Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. 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 Not his whole life. His whole career. I still remember having Joe the Plumber on the air. And this was after the presidential race between John McCain and President Barack Obama. Joe the Plumber became the household name. He got very popular very quick for something that he'd said on the campaign trail. So McCain had him traveling around with him, wearing this average American on his sleeve, so to speak. But Joe told me, and he told you, when he asked John McCain, how long have you been in public service? McCain became offended to be called a servant. He was nobody's servant. Really? They are political career opportunists, I would say. So what does this career produce? These career politicians like Joe Biden that's been in the public eye, I don't know, man, he was young when he became a politician. What has he done? Look around you. Look around your community. What have politicians done there for you or for your community? Now, don't get me wrong. They can take your tax dollars and turn it into programs for which you will be regulated and mandated, jump through hoops to qualify in some manner to receive a grant
here or there. I mean, maybe you need new sidewalks or something like that, or a public little community park in your community. They pass taxes. They do that. They write stupid laws. They do that. But what do they produce? They have careers in producing chaos. And they're making money. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Stop and think about this for a moment now. The three branches, not chambers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's get this right. This is going to be a little lesson for you. The three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. They were created in order to check and balance one another, to just balance things out. Not constantly knock one another out of their chairs, which is what they constantly do these days, the last several decades, actually. And the judicial branch was never intended to rule the land. They don't make laws. They're supposed to make sure that the laws, when a case comes to them, coincides with the Constitution. But we have justices that think the Constitution is out-of-date document. So they want to rule on emotions. You are the one who's supposed to rule the land. You, not career politicians. Career politicians are destroying and wrecking this nation. They are not good. None of them. Not if they sit there and tell you it's their career. You should put up a warning flag. You know, a little light should go off. A little red light should be flashing. Warning, warning, warning. You're about to get took. Career politicians. They call themselves career politicians. If they do that, they're in it for the wrong reasons. So are you their career? Of course you're not. Of course you're not. So the pro-Trump state is they're having a little problem. And out of the state of Michigan, we have Justin Amash, Representative Justin Amash, who has decided to become one of the Democrats and has decided that the president has done something worth impeachment, and he wants to go along with them to impeach the president. Well, he was at one time on different programs there in the House, and they have kicked him off since then because of his stance. And so he's going to have some opposition, and it's coming up rather rapidly. Now, one of those opposing him is Senator Representative Jim Loehr, and State Representative, not Senator, State Representative Jim Loehr there in Michigan. But I had a phone call from someone who's been a listener to my show for a long time. We go way back. And he asked me if I'd heard of anybody named Thomas Norton. And I go, no, I have not. And Thomas Norton is a family man. He's not a career politician. He has been in the National Guard. He's proved his leadership skills in many, many ways. And so I gave him a call, and we chatted a little bit. And I told him, well, I'll give you a little time on my show. We'll see what we can come up with. And I think you're going to enjoy this, gentlemen. And I've taken up most of the first segment, but I am going to bring him on so he can at least say howdy to you before the music starts playing. This is Tom Norton, and he's going to be running to replace Amash because he's pretty much written he's written himself off. He's going to be gone. Tom, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me on, Beth.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I kind of took up most of our first segment. I'm known for doing that. And we only have about 35 seconds or so before we start hearing the music play. But I want you, when we come back from this break, I want you to tell the people that you're not a career politician. And you know me, I'm going to support somebody who's not a career politician. I don't know about the other gentleman that's going to be running. He's already had a little bit of time in the state rep there as Jim Loehr. He is a Republican there in your state. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk about him a little bit, but I want you to tell my listeners, particularly those in Michigan, who you are and why you've chose to run for representative there in your state. We're heading into a break. I'm going to hold off on phone calls because Tom's going to take the microphone when we come back. Are you their career? You shouldn't be. And you're not, because they're there to make money. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to be visiting with Tom Norton, who's going to run for representative in the state of Michigan. And we will be right back.
Be
Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Tom Norton. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk how it shouldn't be a career. And this man is in it. He's going to get in it. He's getting ready to jump in it. I guess he's already jumped in it. And Tom, I want you to tell people who you are and why you're going to do this.
Well, I filed April 26th. I actually filed before Jim Moore. The establishment and the more mainstream politicians want to make sure they keep control there, so they pushed him and made sure that we were kind of blacked out. But I jumped in because Justin Amash has been a very, very crappy congressman, and he used to be a conservative darling, but we filed before the Twitter tirade because the problem he has is he's horrible at constituent relations. I mean, I'm a founding member of the West Michigan Veterans Ranch. And what we do there is we do a lot of spiritual healing. We try to make sure that disabled vets can go deer hunting, things of that nature there, mm-hmm. along with being an American Legion post commander. I've been really involved in the community in that way, and I've actually been involved in the more anti-establishment conservative wing of the Republican Party, trying to change it for years. I've won a few races against them, lost a few races, but we've done pretty good. But we filed April 26th because we were really, really tired of having a representative who literally just ignores the people in the district. He was at a town hall, and Justin verified the reason why we even filed. He said, my job isn't to represent the people of my district. It's to support the Constitution. Well, your key word in representative is by definition, is to represent people. And so you really have two constitutional duties. And when you're saying, I'm only going to do half of my constitutional duty, you probably shouldn't be doing the job. So... And then low energy lower there, that's what I've decided to nickname him, because if you hear him talk, he sounds like a puppet string. You pull him, and he sits there and regurgitates out whatever sentences that you can find. And he's been involved in politics and never had a real private sector job. Matter of fact, the Never Trumper movement are the ones that actually have made sure this guy has a career. So it looks like he was more filed into this to divide up the anti-Amash wing anyway to help keep Justin in there. So, and that's why we got in there.
That's amazing.
We got in
there
early,
it?
And we got a lot of grassroots support. So
let me read something to you that was I'm not going to give the gentleman's name, but we are live on Facebook with the show. And
okay.
When I threw my question out there at the very beginning, I've all of a sudden got answers. So this is how a lot of Americans feel. And I'm just going to read what he said. Very few have done very little. When I ask what have these politicians done, these career politicians, the majority are corrupt ticks feeding off the federal dog. We do not change this by political dissent on an individual level. We will only change this when we become a powerful institution as a patriot union. And the day is coming when millions of patriots begin to realize this, and that is when a powerful patriot union will emerge. And, you know, I think most of us, and I know you have to pick a party to run on or you're not going to get elected these days. They do have a monopoly there. But most people today are realizing that these parties, they're no different, really. And what you said about, and I noticed this when they were pushing him on, I saw him on, I didn't see him, I saw him kind of talking about this state rep Jim Lower on Fox one night. And that was after you and I had talked. So, you know, so I'm not surprised at all that they're pushing somebody that's already been in politics. It's already established, so to speak. Got his roots going there. They're just going to water him a little bit and make sure he stays where he's supposed to stay and plays the way he's supposed to play to join the club in D.C., so to speak. But it has been my a little burr under my saddle for a long time that these politicians call themselves career. And because a career actually would seem to me like they actually would do something, and I don't see them doing much of anything. I read an article several years ago, Tom, that was about the new boomtown in America. You know, if you remember your history, we had many boomtowns back in the day as this nation was growing. Well, the new boomtown now is D.C. Well, the other boomtowns, they actually produced something. This boomtown actually is booming because it extracts. And I think that tells an awful lot about where we are right now, don't you?
I think when Washington, D.C. is the boomtown of America, and I remember the article, and it's sucking the lifeblood out of the United States through taxation and lack of actual representation of basic constituents, that there's a problem happening in the United States, because that's actually the same way that the Roman Republic fell. Eventually. I do have a background in history, too. But, I mean, I was a village president, actually, and I sold my job and did that. And I actually went through and I repaved roads and everything, and the good old boys in that town didn't like me. And what's funny is I moved away, and then I had a gal who sat there and was one of the people who fought me forever sit there and say, "We miss you. Come back." And I was like, "Well, what changed your mind?" She goes, "Because you did more in 4 years than they did in 30. So when you sit there and you look at it, a lot of the career politicians are afraid of upsetting the apple cart. And the one thing that I've noticed, that if you go in and you do the right thing, it doesn't take very long before you're vindicated. And the thing that's starting to happen, I think, that everybody's scared of is Donald Trump. His numbers slowly start going up. You remember when he got elected, he was in the low 30s. Now he's in the mid 40s. That's why I know it's going to be a landslide, because the polls are so far off. And I'm sitting here thinking, they're off.
They keep telling us it's going to be tight, though. They keep telling us it's going to be a close one. I don't believe it.
It's going to be a Trump landslide, because you look at it, he started in the low 30s, now he's in the mid 40s. I'm sitting here thinking, it's called vindication. When the economy is booming and you sit there and you go for fair trade and not the American worker being basically pillaged, that's the reason why he's going to win re-election, is there's people hopping on board. And I've heard people say, "Yeah, when I answer the polls, I don't like the guy." And I'm sitting here like, "Well, okay, well, who are you going to vote for?" "I'm going to vote for him." And I'm sitting there like, "Why are you going to vote for him if you don't like him?" "Well, he's doing a great job, so I don't care if I like him." So I'm sitting there talking about his approval rating, and then when they sit there in the few polls that you see, and when you see the job rating, his job rating is up there. Everybody rates his job as great. So I'm sitting there doing the approval rating, and I'm like, but he has one of the highest job ratings of any sitting president. So when they're doing these polls, that's why they do registered voters instead of likely voters, because Democrats love registered voters, because you get people who don't even bother to show up. And some of these people, they can be registered. And, I mean, Justin Amash voted for illegal immigrants to have the right to vote. So out in California, they got that problem where there's illegals that are registered to vote right now. Mm-hmm. And so when you're sitting there talking about non-Americans voting in a state, there's a problem. So, yeah, they love registered voters, so they can throw off the actual American citizen. So,
you know, I said yesterday in my monologue, it was quite a party. You know, when you've got a president and, you know, everybody knew he was going to announce his election. Everybody knew he was going to announce that he's running for president again. There was no secret about that. He said that, I think, 9 months after he was into his current administration. You know, he's been talking about it. He had to make it official, but he's been talking about it for a long time. Everybody knew that was going to happen, yet 25,000 people plus showed up to watch this president make his announcement. And the mainstream media, the Democrats, said it was dark talk. It was a dark speech. It was a dark and stormy night. Well, it was stormy. I think they were in the rain. But, you know, it's...
Well, when you're talking about breaking the piggy bank that they've been robbing from the taxpayers and trying to put it back, it's, that is dark times for the socialists, I think. So socialism is entering the dark ages right now in the American politics, and that's where their problem is with Donald Trump, is he's fighting socialism, and he's actually fighting for Americanism, for an actual idea that the United States of America, that your children can advance further than you can advance further than your parents, because that's the actual American dream. It's not a car, it's not a house, it's not any of this other garbage that they want to talk about all the time. The American dream is literally that you can be as successful as possible if you bust your ass. Sorry, excuse my language, but that's really what...
Come on, you're on mom's show now, you got to behave.
Yeah, so...
Well, you know, something...
You said that on the radio. I was like, yeah, I'm in trouble now.
So. You're okay. We'll forgive you. We are forgiving people. You know, something that the president said about the deplorables the other night, he said, I don't think that was the worst. He's picking it apart, kind of like I pick apart, Cuomo's comment about America never being that great. But what he said... And we're going to be heading into a break here again pretty soon. I want you to stick with me. We'll just do the whole show here. But what okay. He said, that Hillary said, was the basket of deplorables. But he said, I think the other statement was what was bad, that you're irredeemable. In other words, they're not going to bother with you. We can't change you. And that's why they have to bring in everyone else. And that's why they have to promise everyone, you know, the moon in order to get them to vote for him, because you're irredeemable. You've already figured it out, and we're not going to get you sucked into our, you know, our way again, because we figured it out. And I think that's what's happening. The American people, you know, us people over here in the flyover states, we kind of figured it out. And that's why they want to take away the Electoral College, and that's why they want to bring in all these illegal folks. It doesn't matter about you. You are not their career. You are not who they're representing. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what the president said. And I want to ask Tom something about our economy. The number is 877. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural
individual families a voice, visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I can watch the clock. I just wasn't watching it very close. I told my sidekick in here, I said, he said, weren't you watching it? I said, I was. I just thought I was faster than the clock, and I wasn't. I said, that's how people lose parts of their fingers when they're running machines, and they think they're faster than the machine. Anyway, that was my fault, not my producer's. That was my fault. Tom, you know, the president gave quite a party speech the other night, and I thought it was a good speech. I thought he did. He always does so great in these rallies. And it's because I think, and I watched him through his election in the first campaign, and I watched how he reacted and how things kind of, I think he was always in it because there wasn't any reason for him to be in it. You know, he had a life, a good life. He didn't need to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I watched him as he reacted to the people. And the people were just the average American people. The girl next door, the guy down the street, the factory worker, the construction worker, the office workers, just the people that actually make this nation work. D.C. does not make this nation work. The D.C. occupiers stifle this nation. They keep it from growing. They keep it from prospering. But I watch him, and he gives such a good pep talk. He talks to the people, not at them, not down to them, but straightforward to them.
And it was not a dark speech. It was truthful. They said it was lies, you know, that, but he didn't tell any lies. The Democrats right now, and many Republicans, are pushing socialism. Globalism is socialism in its own recourse. I mean, it's the same thing, just on a bigger scale. They don't want us to be a prideful nation anymore. And they want everybody to be taken care of by the government, which is socialism, communism, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And he was saying that, and that we're not going to be that. And I hope he's right. I hope people are waking up. You know, just like the gentleman that I was reading what he had commented on Facebook here just a few minutes ago watching the show. People are fed up with this stuff. But we feel like, I think so many of them, it's like, you know, the battered wife syndrome. We keep voting for the same people over and over and over and over again. Although I think Roy Blunt, the senator here in the state of Missouri, has pretty much cooked his goose. He's gone against the president too many times. And of course, then he had a comment out this last week. He made a statement about how we need to pass this bill for millions of dollars for aid for the people coming across the border. Not for a wall to keep them from crossing the border, but to take care of them once they cross this border. So the president gives this speech, and I did not see anything dark in it, but I didn't see anything dark in his inaugural speech either, and they thought that was. They keep talking about a democracy, and I believe we were set up to be. We are no longer functioning as such, a republic. And I wanted you to kind of comment on the difference between a republic and a democracy.
A democracy is nothing more than mob rule. A republic gives each state the individual rights to actually defend themselves against the federal government. I don't think Missouri or Michigan want California and New York deciding everything for us. That's why the republic was set up, is for that. And the things that they see dark, building a wall is going to drive up the price of drugs, which is going to save lives. It's going to keep people off from getting on narcotics if they're too expensive to buy to begin with. It's going to slow down illegal immigration coming across the border. Most of those folks aren't even coming from Mexico. A lot of them are coming from more America. And when we have a lot of illegal immigrants coming from Europe that overstay their visas as well. So this isn't just a one-stem problem. But for me, building the wall drives up drugs. It's going to reduce the amount of folks coming in. And those are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money that are going to these folks for benefits. And quite frankly, we need to cut those benefits off. I would quite rather give more benefits to, like, my 95-year-old grandmother, no offense, I know it sounds selfish, because she worked and was a school teacher for 37 years. She's getting less benefits after working her entire life than somebody who comes across illegally and they just sign them up and hand it out. The United States cannot fund everybody. Our veterans, I know a lot of them that are, trust me, with the program, I know a lot of them aren't paid. There's other ways to put our benefits up, but I talk about veterans issues so much, I try to give another example, to be quite honest.
that's well, it's okay to do both here.
Yeah, I try to make sure. I mean, I've always told people, If they go to our website, I don't have a lot of issues on there, but we're starting to get more and more. They can hear videos about how I talk. I always talk like this. I'm very straightforward and to the point. And that's TomNortonUSA.com. Hopefully people contribute because we're going to need all the money on the planet to be Justin Amash and low energy lower with the way the swamp's coming at us. And but President Trump, this economy is booming. Milton Friedman, and most people haven't heard that name in forever. He asked a simple question, and this question hasn't been asked really since he passed away. Give me one country on the planet where socialism has been successful.
And there is none.
They can't give him one. They could never give him one for 30 years. They couldn't give him one. They'd say, well, the Soviet Union, and they're collapsing. And you look at Britain, Brexit, they're trying to leave socialism. You look at Germany, trying to leave socialism. France, they're trying to leave socialism. Italy, they're trying to leave socialism. Brazil left socialism. Everywhere socialism has been tried, it failed so miserably. It destroyed the society so much that they left it. So the only reason you want socialism is for the control. And that's where the Democrats and the establishment Republican Party wants that socialism, because it's control. It's easier money for them. It's a way they can rape and pillage the 90% of society that works 40, 60, 80 hours a week. The real revolution is the opportunity for the majority of society to stand up and fight for themselves and advance their families. And what the socialism does is it stems it down so that nobody else can rise up into those groups. Because that is control. That's all it's about. That's why they want to go after the Second Amendment, even. The right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, absolutely.
The government is scared of you, not for the you to be scared of the government. That's the point of the Second Amendment. And you hear most politicians running, they're scared of saying that, but it's the truth.
It's absolutely the truth, and that mentions it in the Rules for Radicals. We have a caller. He is your fan already, even though he's not in the state of Michigan. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Oh,
are you there, Tim? There you are.
Hey,
how are you doing?
There we are. Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
Pretty good.
Hi, Tom. Hey, I've been a federal campaign treasurer here in Iowa. I know what you're up against, but you're fighting quite a fight. All my candidates that I've worked for in the past have lost because they've been in primaries.
Yeah.
And they've always been up against the establishment and stuff like that. You've got a great background. By the way, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And, you've got a great background. I'd like to see you on the fall ballot. I want to advise you, it's early enough now to start thinking about, don't get in a three-way race for the primary. Get yourself on the fall ballot and run as an independent. Yeah, and stick right by Trump. See, the thing Trump's got going for him is he's the president. He's got, they will tolerate him, just like they tolerated Reagan. But I had a Tea Party, my last congressman here, who just got replaced last cycle, Rod Blum, he was a Tea Party as they come, and, you know, they let him go. They threw him under the table.
Mm-hmm.
Start running as an independent. I'd help you. I'll fill out the form on your site and help you. But I won't help you try to win a three-way primary race. I'd help you if you decided you wanted to do what was necessary to get you on the fall ballot in 2020.
Well, here's where your issue comes in Michigan. In Michigan, the Democratic Socialist Party here has straight ticket ballot voting is what they have, so they could kill those independent runs. They made sure that was written into our state constitution.
Okay.
That way,
Tim,
the independents don't have a fighting chance.
Tim, hang on, because you guys need to learn how to communicate with each other off the air. We're going into our final break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Tom Norton, a patriot who's going to run for office in Michigan. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books.
Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Tom Norton. I said, he's going to run. He is running in his district there. What is the district there in Michigan?
Third District.
Third District, okay. And we had Tim on the line. Tim's been active in politics. I'm not going to say career politician because he's not a politician, but he's been active in his area. Sorry about that, Tim. And he was trying to give you some advice, and I believe it may not work in Michigan, so I'm going to let you finish explaining that, Tom, because I had to cut Tim and Tom here. You get me messed up. Tom, because I think I had to cut you off.
Yeah, my nickname for them here is the Democratic Socialist Party of America. They decided to make sure that straight ticket ballot voting was embedded into our state constitution. The reason behind that is they didn't want people crossing and splitting ballots on there. So they made sure to put that right on the top. I've ran third-party candidates in the past years and years ago. A matter of fact, back in 2004, I was the last state treasurer for the Reform Party, and we handed in our ballot access because they decided to hand up. The National Party decided to nominate Socialist Ralph Nader, and the Michigan group was like, no, we're against socialism. And we actually handed in our ballot access. You can actually find some old news articles from when we did it. The National Party tried to sue the state party and because we just handed it in and gave it right back to the state so that a socialist wasn't on the ballot in 04. Most of us went back to the Republican Party. So I've seen that exercise try to work on there. In the third district, this district, the voters voted for Ted Cruz and Trump were the top two vote-getters in the third district in the Republican primary. They are real conservatives. They're anti-establishment. It just happens to be that the establishment portion of the Republican Party here tends to control it through money. But I do have the majority of that grassroots organization already behind us out of the get-go so that we can fight in the primary and win.
Good, good. And if you want to visit with Tim, you can give me your number, and I'll give it to Tim when we're off the air. I won't give you a number over the air, but it's tomnortonusa.com. Tom Norton. What'd you say, Tim? Go ahead.
I advise you to consider it, though, real quick. I've been around the block on a lot of this, and people are really – the conservative Democrats that you've been a village president. So the conservative Democrats in your village, they won't vote Republican. The people I live with out here, we did away with straight balloting here in Iowa because the Republicans wanted their conservative Democratic friends to vote for them, and they wouldn't do it if they were just a straight Republican with a straight ticket. So, yeah, I understand the tactics of it, but the tactics can be overcome. So really seriously think about it.
Okay, well, I'll let you two talk that out later, okay? So, Tim, thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for supporting Tom, even though you're in Iowa. We appreciate it because, you know what, we've got to do away with these career politicians and have people that are actually statesmen that want to do their job and then go back home. And it sounds to me, Tom, that you have dedicated your life to those around you and your community, and I appreciate that, as well as your time served in our military, and appreciate that very much, and thank you for all that, for all your service.
Thank you.
You know, and I'll do what I can here for you. Don't be a stranger. Sometimes I forget to call you, so you may want to call me. And I do have some listeners in Michigan, and you know, don't be a stranger. I'll do what I can to help you. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very
much. Money. I don't have any money, but my listeners might have some, so they could help
you there. Well, if you got all your listeners to go to TomNortonUSA.com and all of them maxed out, we'd win this race tomorrow, but most of us don't have that much money. So I'll take $20, $30, $40, $50. So.
You know, that's the problem. I've been trying to figure that one out for a long time. You know, conservative talk shows such as mine, it's a tough road to hoe, that's for sure. And we've managed to stay there, and somebody kind of chuckled at me several months ago. He says, well, you've proved your staying power. I said, well, I'm stubborn. I should have been gone a long time ago, but I just keep refusing to hang up take the shingle down. So I'm right here trying to do what I can because I feel like people like you need me. Because, you know,
they're going to
promote people like Lower. They're going to promote him on these big networks that you need me.
They will. Eventually, we're going to be able to chisel in there, and it's kind of funny because I sit there and all of a sudden I started doing these small videos, and I told my campaign, I want to do videos on every issue and put them on the website, and they're looking at me like I was insane. I'm sitting there thinking, why nobody talks to anybody about issues anymore? Why can't I just sit down and do a fireside chat? Modern technology allows us to do that. And that's really the direction we'll probably start going because I've noticed that when I do videos, we get better responses and more communication. The only downfall is I'll be sitting at a restaurant with a family and somebody will walk up and say, hi, Tom. I'm standing there looking at him like, who are you?
But that's not a bad thing. Maybe they'll be a voter, so they recognized you. That's a good thing. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, you do have a long road ahead of you. And I know that you know that, and we're here to help you. You know, the president, we can't throw him under the bus either. It almost feels like we already did when we elected him. But he told the absolute truth the other day that they've attacked him, but it isn't him that they really hate. And I've been saying that for years here on this show. It's the American people that they hate. And the more we figure it out, the more they want to take away the Second Amendment, the more they want to take away the freedom of speech, the more they want to take away from you because you are their enemy.
Yeah. Political correctness is an assault on the actual American culture of real freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you can legislate all you want, but you're not going to legislate away stupidity or bigotry. You just can't. There's always going to be people that have the prejudices and stuff, and that's to their detriment. They're the ones missing out.
My one big weak opinion on this is some people sit there and ask, somebody goes, the Republicans are racist. They said this the other day to me, some guy, and I looked at him. I said, if you're in the United States of America and you're still a racist, I think you need to find a new church.
I agree.
And I said that right to him, and he's sitting here looking at me funny like, what? And I was like, racism isn't obsolete. It's just obsolete. You look at the different type of people in this country. I mean, I'm not a fan of Barack Obama.
No, he
sat there and advanced socialism and liberalism and everything else. But, I mean, that proves that the United States of America has gotten further and further past that. And what's upsetting the socialists and the liberals and the control freaks is that America is getting has gotten past that for the most part. And they're
Look at Congress.
They got people like me looking at them as like, we're not racist. Why are you calling us racist? they worked for 30 years for them.
This is totally another topic, and we are out of time. But you can look at Congress and look at how many women and how many people of different skin colors are in there. We have all kinds in there. And, that is proof there that the American people aren't looking at that. That's not what they look at. Unfortunately.
I mean, yeah, Mia Love from Utah for a while, so that's the whitest district you can get, and she's pretty dark, and she was a conservative hero for quite a while.
Yes, she was.
We are out of time,
Tom. Thank you for all that you're doing. Don't be a stranger. Give me a call. Let's keep this going, because this is my tagline. I say it every day. It takes every single one of us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.